quick. I didn't never worked with any of you before, right? This is a lie about work. Okay, so it was summer of 2006. I turned 20, just graduated college, and I came to the realization that waiting for my first full-time office job to get any better wasn't going to happen. It was awful. I had a bipolar boss, high maintenance. There wasn't a lot of work, and the work that was available was really, really boring and had this 3-foot by 3-foot office with no window. And, you know, I was 20 years old, fresh out of college, thought my career would be a little more meaningful. So did some brainstorming and thought, what is meaningful? Not office jobs. I'm like, oh, I'll be a teacher, get the summers off. I could be a cool guy like James Franco meets hanging with Mr. Cooper. You know what I mean? And so I enrolled in some classes at community college, told my boss, they said, that's fine. They'll work around my schedule. So I did that first semester, and then at the end of the semester realized I hated college. I forgot why I hated college. So hated college, hated my job. I was pretty bummed. And then I got an opportunity to fill in for a touring band on bass. And they said, look, man, we're just looking for a guy who wants to never be home. Sounded like me. So I said, yeah, went back to work and was trying to figure out the best way to broach this subject. So I decided to lie. Told my boss, look, man, school's really, really, really overwhelming. I can only work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 9 to 5 to really focus on this. And he said, yeah. So I did that for a couple months. You know, the band I joined did a couple series of 3-4-day trips, and then it was all leading to this month tour. So I'm not sure which way to go and how to tell my boss this month tour. I'm like, oh, and you know, I'm going into work. Everyone's like, how's school? I'm like, oh, it's so hard. Everyone's telling me, oh, man, it's so noble what you're doing, you know, helping kids. And, you know, and I said I was going to special ed. So they're like, oh, helping special needs. And I'm like, enjoying all the praise. I'm just eating it up. And, like, I didn't really connect with any of these people, so it didn't matter to me. So another lie comes through. So I'm like, all right, month tour, what do I do? Boss, look, I got to do a month internship at a school. So he says, well, you know, I don't know. I'm like, you know, if you don't need me, I'll quit. He's like, no. So go on tour, have the best time ever. See Mexico, drive across Canada, do all this wild stuff. Come back, everyone's like, how was the internship? And I say, it was great. It was, you know, I made up 3,000 different stories that all my different coworkers that, you know, sorry. But I didn't really plan it out. I kind of figured I'd be exposed. I'd be fired, kind of like in a weird Seinfeld-like situation. And, I wondered how long it was going to go on, me lying and just traveling the world. End up going to Europe, Japan, you know, went across the country again another couple months. And this lasted 5 years. And so I wasn't really sure which way it was going to end. And then the band broke up. And by that point, everyone's like, hey, man, when are you graduating? You've been in community college for 5 years. So I'm like, shit, what am I going to say? So I tell, you know, I'm like, I'm graduating in the fall of 2011. That's when I'm doing it, graduating. So fall 2011 comes, you know, just doing my thing, get to work, and there's this edible arrangement, right, on my desk. And a card signed by all my coworkers. And I mean, edible arrangements are not cheap. They're pretty expensive. So I shared it, passed it along, took it home, ate it all. And then, you know, as I'm sitting there feeling gelatinous and glutton and, you know, I'm like, I'm a liar. Blah. So I thought to myself, I got to get out of here. The job still sucked. It was literally one, you know, second to worst job I've ever had in my life. So luckily for me, by some stroke of genius, I started applying to other jobs. I'm like, oh, I need to get out of here. So I got a new job, and I quit. I told my boss I got a teaching job, which I really just got another boring office job that wasn't as bad. And, what I took away from that was, you know, lying, taught not to lie, but lying's a pretty powerful tool. And it's, gets you really, really, really far as long as you don't get caught. And, I mean, you know, it got to the point where I couldn't even remember what I told people, you know what I mean? But, you know, they say that you can't have your cake and eat it too, but you can always get an edible arrangement. Thank you.